Well, it is a special treat that Michael and I get to be in worship together today. I think this is the second or third time in the 6.5 years that we've been here that we've been at the table together. The walls have not yet fallen down. But today I'm gonna tell a story about early in our marriage. Early on. I know, exactly. What's coming now? Michael all of a sudden is getting real hot under the collar, wondering. Well, after we had been married for several years, Michael and I had the good fortune to meet another young couple, Eric and Candy. We met them through a mutual friend, and even though we lived in different cities, Michael and Eric quickly became friends, and they talked on the phone together almost every week. When we visited the city where they lived, they invited us over for dinner, so we went, and there was another couple there, another of their friends, and it was a wonderful time to be together, a wonderful dinner. At the end of the meal, they took about 20 minutes, and they prayed for us. And I cannot remember the last time in our married life that anyone had, you know, prayed for us out loud while we were there. That is such a rare gift, I think, for any of us, to have someone take the time to pray for us. And it was balm for us, and it was a life changer. So Eric and Candy invited us to join them again the next night. Their missional community was getting together for a potluck and for worship that next night, so we went. We joined them and 30 other people in their 1,200-square-foot house, and we were packed in there. And I will tell you, these are people who did not know how to do potluck. We had about 5 taquitos and a bag of chips, but you know what? We were really happy to be together. We ate a little bit. We sang. We prayed. And that night, Michael's headaches, which he had had for years, which had been debilitating, they were healed. And so over the course of these 2 nights, it was like we had a mirror held up for us, and we saw how isolated we were living in our own home, in our own neighborhood, in our own city, and we realized how lonely we were. Over the course of these 2 nights, Eric and Candy invited us into a different way of living, and Michael and I discovered that we wanted it for ourselves. So we stayed in touch with Eric and Candy. We learned from them how to do friendship the way that they do friendship. We learned how to invite people into our home, how to pray with them, how to stay connected with them, whether we agree or whether we disagree about things. And we went to visit some of their other friends too. And in this friend group, every time you go into their house, especially if you're going to stay the night, they say, "Welcome. Our home is your home. Everything that is ours is yours." And they mean it while you're there with them. Everything that is theirs is ours. And it made me also think with gratitude about the other people over the years who have invited me into their homes. The family who hosted me for several weeks after high school. My cousin in Australia who let us stay with them for 6 weeks while we were visiting, my aunts and uncles and my parents who have continued to invite us into their homes as our own home, even as we are adults. So Michael and I were invited into a different kind of living, and we wanted it for ourselves. So we began practicing it. And we found out we were not very good at it to start with. Our house was a mess. We were nervous to invite people to come and be with us. We didn't know how to host a fun, easy evening. Sometimes we were too stiff. Sometimes we were too loose and didn't provide enough structure for the evening to hang on. But we stuck with it. And Eric and Candy and their friends kept mentoring us, kept praying with us, and after a while, we got the hang of it. In the years since then, we have discovered again and again that the time that we spend with our Christian friends is the best and most fun time. These are the best and most intimate relationships. And we've walked through the hardest times of our lives so far with these friends. It is also in these friendships that we have experienced the fiercest disagreements and the deepest disappointments with one another. But even in those tough times and against all odds, reading scripture together, praying together, it has held these friendships together. So in our gospel reading today, Jesus is praying to his Father. This is Jesus' final grand prayer before he's arrested, before he's on trial, before he goes to the cross. Father, Jesus prays, I ask not only on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all become one. The glory you have given me, I have given them, so that they may be completely one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them, even as you have loved me. As Jesus goes to the cross, his desire, God's desire, is that communities of Christ followers, this community, may become one, may become completely one. Just as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the members of the Trinity, live together in unity, in a mutual connected dance of love, Christians living in community are also meant to live together in this mutual connected dance of love. We are meant to live connected into the life of the triune God. This way of living together is marked by a commitment to staying together even when we have differences of opinion. It's a way of life that is distinct because of our commitment to stay together even in the midst of the conflict that's inevitable in any human relationship. So Eric and Candy were important mentors to Michael and me. They taught us how to lead, to live in and lead this kind of community. First of all, they gave us the hunger to belong to this kind of community. And they taught us, by way of example, the way that community is built. And we've been very fortunate to have people who have come after them, people in this church, the Spruels, our staff friends, you all, dear friends, who have taught us by example about living in close-knit Christian community. And we do this because we are called to be witnesses to the world. We are called to be witnesses by the quality of our life together so that the world may know that God loves the world even as much as he loves his Son, Jesus Christ. God loves the world even as much as God loves his Son, Jesus Christ. And we together, the way that we live is the witness of that love to the world. So thank you. Thank you for being part of this community. Thank you for taking your part in it. If you're hungry for more, we are hungry for more for you too. We have missional communities, discipleship groups, we have our four-year groups, morning Bible studies, primetime lunches, our new Breaking Bread Wednesday night monthly dinners, and even more. There are all kinds of ways that you can find the place where you belong in this community, where your friendships can become deeper and stronger. And it is our dear wish though you will find those places and you will connect into them. There are distinct ways that a Godly community looks like. And the distinctions are important because a community of Christ, united in Christ, we get together. You know, we get together on Sundays for worship, but we also get together at one another's houses for meals. And maybe we have one, you know, five taquitos and one bag of chips, but maybe our potluck is a little bit more robust in the evening, a little more well-fed. While we're together, we read scripture together. We pray together. We play together. We go out and do things. We work together. We help each other around our house. I remember my back door neighbor, kind of diagonal. She came through the fence about 3 months after we had moved in. You know, 3 months, a person's kitchen should pretty well be set up. But you still maybe have that one gnarly box sitting in the garage. And she came over and said, "I know you have that gnarly box. Show it to me because we're unpacking it today." This is what Christian friends do. And she looked in that box. She said, "You don't need that stuff." So most of it went into the garbage. Christian friendships together. Our witness in the world is not complete without you. So I hope that you'll continue to find those ways to plug into meal fellowship with one another. Continue to find those groups where you can study scripture together, where you can pray together, where you can play together, where you can work together. And please know that your clergy and the staff here at the church and the lay leaders, we are all so eager to help you find that place here at St. George's.